White Pony Productions presents 3D Portal Adventure, a cross-time cafe tale. Featuring Addie as Lady Beth, Shatul 88 as Cat Dude, Makey Antia as Tiger T, with Asclepius as the narrator. Lady Beth and White Pony are the creations of Scudder, White Pony, Kidwell. All other characters come from their players at the Crosstime Cafe. http://whiteponyproductions.com. Produced and edited by Asclepius. Chapter 2. Having established her crew, reluctant as she was to have a crew, Lady Beth began to step through the dimensional gate she had opened. Tiger T and the Cat Dude stepped up to follow her. As Tiger T neared the horizon of the portal, he noticed a slight tingle in his fur, almost but not quite like a static charge. He moved his hand towards and away from the portal to see how it affected the tingling.
Yes, weird, isn't it? Is this your first time through one of these?
Yeah.
He continued his testing.
Interesting. The CTC doors are different, like normal doors. I'm curious as to what it would be like to walk through it. I guess I will know soon enough.
Meanwhile, Lady Beth had mostly stepped through the portal, save for the hand she was using to hold the portal open.
Come along, gentlemen.
Aha! Here's our marching order.
He carefully walked forward. As his nose contacted the horizon, he felt a prickling sensation that propagated through his body, peeking at the parts as they went through. Coming out the other side, he shook off the effects.
Like being combed the wrong way.
He began looking around. The Cat Dude stepped right through the gateway. He got wobbly on his feet as vertigo momentarily swept over him. Initially, he reached for Beth's hand to steady himself, but remembering that he had not obtained such permission to touch beforehand, he braced his hands on his knees instead.
Just a moment, my lady. I always get a head rush when I step through one of these things. 5 more seconds. And done.
He shook his head to clear it and recovered.
The headache will last an hour more, but I'll manage.
He joined Tiger T in looking around.
I wonder where we are.
Meanwhile, Tiger T pushed down a few patches of fur on his tail.
I guess I came through okay.
Tiger T and the Cat Dude stared out in rapt fascination over their surroundings. Tiger T noticed that the clouds were not moving.
Oh, like unto Van Gogh's Starry Night. Very impressive. As all I usually see is a standard ye old earth sky.
Indeed so. Funny thing, when Lady Beth first mentioned Great Height, I thought we might be headed to either Nar Shaddaa or the Cliffs of Eos, but we're at neither. We're at some place I've never seen before, and I'm glad of it. My lady, thank you for letting me come with you.
Say, Lady Beth, where exactly is here, anyway?
Lady Beth gave no answer, and stood quietly at a jutting pier, as if awaiting something. It did not take long for that something to come into sight.
I think I see something coming towards us. A blimp?
Ah, an airship with a sailing ship gondola. A beautiful way to sail the skies, although if the weather takes a certain turn, the voyage can become interesting.
As the vessel approached, Lady Beth addressed her companions.
This will be our transport during our time here. I will renegotiate the contract and bill of lading. How much do each of you and your equipment weigh?
That's a ride? Cool. My weight? Oh, I do hope an estimate will be exact enough. I should be around 82 kilograms. And my backpack should be around 20 kilograms.
I weigh between 105 to 110 kilograms. My gear is 40 kilograms, half of which is ammunition. I suppose the captain will have some demands regarding storage.
As the vessel pulled up to the dock, the ramp extended out to the boarding gate of the ship. Lady Beth began to walk towards the ship, but then she stopped and turned around to face her feline companions.
Gentlemen, if you trust me, then please wait for me there. I'll be back.
Okay.
Yes, my lady. I will wait as you wish.
Lady Beth proceeded to the ship and went aboard. Tiger T turned to the cat dude with puzzlement.
I don't see why she would bring us here only then to change her mind. That alone is reason to trust her.
I learned to trust unicorns with my life. The first lesson I learned about them is that they are honest at the expense of politeness. It can be off-putting to humans the first time around, but you get used to it. If nothing else, it explains why unicorns generally make very ineffectual politicians. This probably has something to do with the crew, seeing as we're not part of the original contract she is now having to renegotiate.
Tiger T nodded his assent and understanding. Presently, Lady Beth returned, and they snapped to attention to receive her next instructions.